Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. The Visionary Chronicles, episode number 3, Product Commercialization, Executing Your Plan. Product commercialization for visionary brands is a very unique, free-flowing process, predominantly driven by the product team through great design. And what you'll find inside of these companies, as we talked about previously, is a process. A process which starts with great ideas, put down on paper, converted to concepts, and eventually physical prototypes, marketing, and product team. Within these meetings on the product commercialization process, at this point, the teams get together defining, is the product right for the brand? How does it complement, not cannibalize, your current product line? And how can you grab global market share as a result? Now, this can be carried across any product category that a brand has, but there must be synergies between not only the brand itself, the product positioning, and also the perception in the marketplace. If you are a premium brand, you have to always be thinking premium and innovation as the platform for your next great product creation. And on the product commercialization side, one of the discussions you'll find with the team is this a incremental improvement versus a breakaway design. The breakaway design concept is one where you take leaps and bounds in front of the competition, but obviously is much harder to translate to the consumer because in many instances, this is a product they never knew they needed until you created it. So a breakaway design allows a brand to draw down this product from a technology perspective for many years. So that is a distinct advantage in the marketplace. It's much easier to define your product point of difference, but also takes longer from a commercialization perspective. Once you have this, what I call product pipeline in place, it gives you the capability to sell drawdowns to this technology or product that you've created. These drawdowns in the marketplace are ones that you'll find as incremental improvements, but at different price tiers. If it's a previous generation product, you can sell it at a lower price tier without damaging your brand equity. So it's a great commercialization strategy for filling the gaps season over season. Many times you'll find brands that will supplement breakaway design and products with incremental improvements on previous generational products. If you can find a way in your product pipeline to have this breakaway through drawdown and incremental improvements, be able to maintain your brand equity, you will have established a significant lead over most of your competitors who do not have an effective product commercialization strategy, much less product pipeline. So the ability for a brand to be successful year after year and generation after generation, the ability for them to continually innovate with breakaway design and finding a way to maintain brand equity and loyalty with their consumer base is a key component to why they've been able to survive for so many years and bring reality to what most people at the time called delusional. Let's talk about that concept of reality versus delusion when you're talking about your product commercialization. Many times inside of brands that are not visionary, you'll find that there's this delusion characteristic from the top down. As we discussed previously, having the ability to be risk averse and leaders that are authentic in supporting those designers, product people, ideation machines inside of the company will be key as you continue to grow your brand. So finding a way to overcome this delusion characteristic is bringing products to reality that nobody else thought was possible, But your customers have an expectation of reality, waiting for the next great product innovation, great idea that they never thought was possible, and why they maintain loyalty to your brand. So keeping the delusion at bay and reality brought to life is an expectation of those inside the company and outside the brand. So finding a way to keep this engine flowing and the bloodlines energized inside of the company is something that will build, grow, and nurture a culture inside of a great visionary brand. One of the ways that I have found in brands where they're able to keep this pipeline alive and energized is finding ways to innovate with product, not necessarily within their category, but adaptable technologies. This is a big piece of brands that I've been with where they've been able to adapt what I call an innovation from another category and make it work with their product. Many times it'll lead to failure, but this is why a culture of risk and failure where it's embraced and not penalized for those bringing these great ideas to market will allow brands to move forward. So finding a way to have adaptable innovations is one component I found to be very successful throughout the product commercialization and product pipeline process. It is one of those areas where many times it'll fall in line with the breakaway design and it will come through the ideation process. So when you have adaptable innovations, the breakaway is the key strategy. But you must understand there will be failures along that process. These failures, if embraced, will eventually lead to success. So as you move along the commercialization process from ideation and you come up with a product that you feel is viable in the marketplace, right for your brand, you'll then move to the concept phase and then eventually prototyping once you've finalized the design. And throughout that process, you're going to refine and sharpen your POD, your point of difference versus the competition. This will be refined frequently with brands that are visionary because of the expectation of the consumer eventually adopting your product. And the other part of visionary brands is when you look at the product life cycle, one of the riskiest things for a brand to do, and in particular premium brands will do this quite frequently, is when you look at the typical product life cycle curve, you have innovators on the very front end, you have early adopters, early majority, and then on the back end, you have the late majority, and then eventually the laggards. So what you'll find, going back to the premium, good, better, best strategy of brands, premium brands will find a way to increase supply and demand by squeezing the life cycle of the product, meaning that most brands that are on the good level will bleed the product out as far as they can on the product life cycle, meaning that before they put a new product in the marketplace, they will have wanted the late majority and sometimes even the laggards to continue to purchase their product until it dies out completely. What you'll find with premium brands is because they have this breakaway strategy and innovation mindset, they know they have a pipeline of product that they can push into the marketplace and have the majority continue to purchase it through drawdowns. So the product lifecycle curve is a very good visual interpretation of how visionary brands commercialize their product. They don't look towards bleeding out product to the late majority and laggards unless it's a previous generational product where a price point reduction is justified through a previous generation of product, because they want to discontinue a product once it hits innovator, early adopter, and at the most, great innovative visionary brands will pull products on the early majority level, not bleeding it out through the back end before the product becomes a late majority adoption. So finding a way throughout the lifecycle curve to squeeze that on the front end of what we call the innovator curve versus the lifecycle curve, putting product in the pipeline allows you to be able to pull product earlier in the lifecycle, put the previous generation products on the back end of the lifecycle at a different price point, squeeze your competition, and maintain brand equity is a key piece of how successful visionary brands have been able to develop a product commercialization lifecycle that sustains their brand over generations and allows them to gain market share on a global scale. Once you have defined your product, commercialized the product, defined your point of difference, you now need to translate that to your consumer, your demographic, the community, the social community, and how you're going to define your launch plan for this new product. So this takes significant coordination and defining your point of difference over the competition and how you're going to distribute this product and where you're going to distribute this product. I say this because there's many brands that are premium that although they have great product and are an innovative culture, many times that breaks down in the distribution chain. So when you're commercializing product, you not only need to define the product and your point of difference, and through the launch plan, how you're going to market this to your consumer, both through social media as well as your digital marketing strategy, but you also need coordination with your sales team in defining the distribution channels that you're going to be selling this product into. Premium brands, what I call those which are defined through their culture, product, and innovation, also have to be very careful where they distribute their product. This is a loyalty issue with many consumers who feel they're paying a premium for a brand because of the lifestyle that it represents. So as important as the product is the life you are representing both authentically and consistently with your brand. Remember, whoever you sell to, be consistent with your messaging, your product, as well as the culture that you represent with the brand both inside and out. And having the correct distribution strategy with a great product is one that will maintain that loyalty with your consumer, as well as maintain your long-term leadership in the product category you are selling into. And in many times, you'll find innovative brands that have adaptable technologies through a great product commercialization platform that have been able to establish themselves outside of their core product category as a result. This is where you'll find many technology companies that expand from product to services have been very successful. Another translation of that is on consumer products, where they've been able to move from apparel to footwear to soft goods, whatever the category may be, but having an effective product commercialization platform in place allows you the opportunity to extend your reach on a global scale. So never lose sight of the fact that having this executable process in place and keeping it consistent, but on the front end, allowing the freedom to innovate, the freedom to fail, the freedom to design and build great breakaway products that will give you a leadership in the industry, but will also put you at risk of failure. But embrace this. Those that embrace will succeed. Those that do not will fail. Always keep your leadership position, be authentic, and crush the competition and take no prisoners, and you will succeed. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles, a weekly business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions.